made children and heirs of God's promise, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Holy One, you bring your people together in worship. Enliven your church. Guide all evangelists, preachers, prophets, and missionaries who seek to share your love through word and deed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You provide water for thirsty ground and sunshine to feed hungry plants. Bless all who advocate for healthy forests, unpolluted air, and clean waterways. Inspire all people to show care for the world you have made. We pray for all in the United States who are cleaning up after Hurricane Ida and the remnants of the hurricane. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You show no partiality. Increase justice in all nations. Encourage leaders and governments to work with one another for the good of the common world. Especially as we celebrate Labor Day, unite us in seeking the health, safety, and dignity of all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You accompany those who are most in need. Shelter all fleeing violence or persecution. Protect any who are in danger and sustain them through uncertain and unstable times. We remember the people of Afghanistan. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You wrap your arms around the sick and injured. Bring healing and health to all who call out to you. We remember especially Eddie, Elaine, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, Bonnie, Mary, Tilly, Robert, Helen, Katie, Rhonda, Nicole, Esther, Phyllis, Paul, Ian, the lives and memory of the thousands of buried children at residential school sites across Canada, and those we name in the silence of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You support the work of your disciples. Be with us as we return to weekly worship here at Zion. Help us to continue to nurture the leadership and ministries of our congregation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You empower us to learn loving God. We pray all who are beginning a new school year. Keep students, teachers, and all staff safe and free from illness. Guide students in their learning and development. Accompany parents, foster parents, and caregivers who provide encouragement and love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You embrace all who have died in the faith and brought them into your glorious presence. We thank you for their example and rejoice in their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive these prayers, O God, and those in our hearts known only to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. I invite you to share a sign of peace with those in your family or your household. And if you live alone, give somebody a phone call or say hello on the street. But know that we are all one in community with Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us pray our offering prayer. God of abundance, you cause streams to break forth in the desert and manna to rain from heaven. Accept the gifts you have first given us. Unite them with the offering of our lives to nourish the world you love so dearly. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, mighty fortress, loving Redeemer, steadfast Comforter, as vegetation matures in forests and fields, your living word undergirds all that lives. We praise your eternal word. In the words of the scriptures, you offer us Christ, our refuge, our Savior, our friend. Accompany us throughout our years and renewing us in love. We praise Jesus, your word. We pray for power from your abiding spirit. Strengthen us to stand firm in faith, in devotion to your word, and in service to others. We pray for your spirit of your word. To you be honor and praise and glory, today and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace. The living word dwells in you. Thanks be to God. Our sending hymn this morning is God Whose Almighty Word, hymn number 673. May peace be with you this week.